20 minutes before Father Charles Morris will listen to confessions, he's up on the rectory roof, inspecting his new solar panels and windmill. He's perched 3 stories above the ground, so he has a clear view of his neighborhood here in Wyandotte, Michigan. It's a sunny afternoon, but for as far as he can see, his roof is the only one that's turning the sunlight into electricity, and he wants to change that.
Even in a working-class industrial area such as Wyandotte, in an inner-ring suburb, if it can work here, it can work anywhere. If you would have homes all across, you know, the Detroit area, across Michigan, across other communities, were to adopt this model, it would have a profound impact on the stress that we're placing on non-renewable resources.
Father Morris's parish, St. Elizabeth Roman Catholic, is among the first congregations in the U.S. to draw energy from the sun and wind. But he's not alone in his mission to expand the use of clean energy throughout America. Across the country, religious leaders are writing to Congress, rallying at SUV dealerships, and making their houses of worship more energy efficient. St. Elizabeth is a winner of the Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star Award. 4 other congregations also won this year's award, including a Sikh temple in Illinois and a Lutheran church in Iowa. This past June, Father Morris was up on his roof, standing above a gathering of 70 people. For those watching, the day held some miracles.
During the blessing of solar panels, it was a bright sunny day, no wind. And no wind all morning. But the moment that prayer had finished for the blessing of the solar panels, and they're switching over to the blessing of the wind generator, and I walked over with the holy water to bless it, this gust of wind comes out of nowhere, and it starts to spin, just as it's beginning to spin right now. So it was incredible, and people were going, ooh, ah.
While using alternative energy sources has immediate benefits at home, leaders such as Father Morris hope that enough people will save energy locally to have a broader impact, not only on energy policy, but also on energy practices around the globe. There are 18 interfaith global warming campaigns in the U.S. Kim Winchell directs the one in Michigan. Her group is concerned that America is ignoring global warming. Electricity generated from fossil fuel releases emissions that add to global warming. So Winchell's group wants Americans to use less fossil fuel. Muslim, Jewish, and Christian leaders have joined the effort, which Winchell says fits their beliefs.
All faiths, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, teach that life is sacred and that the created world is given into our keeping by God.
But should all congregations run on alternative energy? Critics say that solar and wind energy are not practical for poor or working-class neighborhoods such as the one served by St. Elizabeth, because such systems cost thousands of dollars to install. But Father Morris believes, in the long term, the investment is worth it.
Every dollar that you save on energy is a dollar you can feed a hungry person, a dollar you can pay an employee a just wage, a dollar you can do outreach.
To pay for his hybrid system, Father Morris took a risk and drew from the parish savings. It may take 12 to 15 years to see a return on his investment, so he says some churches may hesitate to follow his example. U.S. Representative David Bonnier attended the blessing at St. Elizabeth. He thinks the federal government should invest in renewable energy.
Well, I think we ought to provide, not only in churches, but we ought to provide some incentive for anybody who institutes energy-wise or energy-conscious devices. So the government has a central role to play in moving us to a more efficient, technologically safer and cleaner environment.
Some states are already offering incentive programs and grants, but the amount varies because state energy conservation usually depends on federal funding. Father Morris just got a grant from the state of Michigan. He used it to put in a solar thermal system to heat water. He's also inviting schools and churches to tour St. Elizabeth.
Okay, this is a little tour of one of the rooms that are powered by solar. This is our living room, and just got the TV on at the moment.
Father Morris lives in the rectory, and his entire first floor runs on solar and wind power. That includes his living room, bedroom, 4 offices, 2 computers, and a radio.
Put the radio on and see what's on. I don't know what that stuff is. This is being powered by solar right now, and so it's the quality of life is the same. There's no change.
President Bush's new energy plan is now being considered by Congress. But whatever the government does, Father Morris says the role for people of faith is clear. to be witnesses for the nation, one windmill at a time. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.